This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Another huge bombshell from Project Veritas exposes ABC News for being complicit in child rape, covering up the crimes of Jeffrey Epstein. Their host, Amy Robach, admitted on camera during a hot mic video that she did not know was ever going to be released. It was actually leaked to Project Veritas. She admitted that she had the whole story. She had witnesses who were raped. She had the Clintons. She had Epstein. She had Prince Andrews. The whole story was fleshed out and ready to go, and the network spiked it. And she's saying this on camera, admitting it all. And you know what? Of course the network spiked it because it was all to protect the Clintons. And what this tells us is that ABC News, and it's NBC News, and CNN, and New York Times, Washington Post, it's all of them, MSNBC, they are all an extension of the Clinton-controlled deep state, and there's nothing that they won't cover up to protect the Clintons. They are complicit in child rape. They are part of the deep state. The media in America today is run by the CIA deep state controllers who are aligned with the Clintons. And Bill Clinton is a rapist, a child rapist, a criminal. And Hillary Clinton is a criminal mafia boss who ordered the executions and, quote, suicides of perhaps as many as 100 people over the years to have them killed. I mean, everyone from former state trooper bodyguards in Arkansas who protected the governor, Governor Clinton, to former Clinton girlfriends and children who he raped, and former accountants, business associates, Vince Foster. And there are literally at least 80 plus others, probably approaching 100 at this point, people who knew about the dirt on the Clintons and ended up dead. It is a trail of dead bodies. The Clintons are the most dangerous criminal political mafia bosses that America has ever known. No one is as heinous, no one is as criminal as the Clintons. And yet you still have these old white women in America lining up to praise Hillary Clinton as their savior. They have no idea she ordered the murders of so many people over the years. And the media has abandoned journalism to protect that criminal family known as the Clintons. It's incredible. And we now have proof yet again that the media is a joke. They don't engage in journalism. They don't cover the important stories. All they do is fabricate fake news to try to destroy Trump while covering up the real news that might destroy the Clintons. The media is a joke. And big tech is part of this as well. Big tech is complicit in these crimes against children because big tech censors the independent media that was reporting the truth on all of this. Big tech gives ABC News and other mainstream outlets top billing, even though those are the news organizations that are censoring the truth. So big tech is complicit in the cover-up of child rape, the Jeffrey Epstein Rape Train Express, Lolita Express, the jet where the world's leaders would rape children on camera to prove their loyalty so that they would be given power. That's how it worked, you know. People who want power, they would agree to be filmed on camera raping a child so that they could be trusted by the deep state. And then the deep state would give them power. They would be appointed president, or they would be, you know, given support during an election. They would be made a senator. You didn't know that? It's all about those people, especially Democrats. They volunteer to go on camera raping children so that they can be, quote, trusted by the deep state, and then they're given the power. That's how it works. There are videos of all of these people, many U.S. senators, mostly Democrats, but not all, former presidents, business leaders, you name it. There are videos of all of them raping children. That's how the system of control works. That's how they know that they will never turn against the deep state. And the job of the media in all of this is to persist with the cover-up, to make sure that the American people never learn the truth about how disgusting and how the criminal minds of people like the Clintons, that that's never fully realized by the public. The role of the media is nothing but brainwashing, indoctrination, propaganda, lies, disinformation. And right now, today, ABC News and NBC News and all the mainstream media, their job right now is to try to destroy America, crash the market, eliminate President Trump, to punish the people for daring to exercise their vote for an outsider who might drain the swamp and maybe even lock her up. You know, this country is run by criminals, and they've been in power for a very long time, and the media is part of the criminal conspiracy. And as we see with Amy Robach here at ABC News, even when they have bombshell stories, they will never be allowed to run those stories unless the stories achieve the narrative that the media desires. This is why, remember, they spiked all the stories about vaccines causing autism when that CDC scientist went public and made a statement and says that he took part in a massive scientific cover-up to bury the evidence linking vaccines to autism, especially in young black babies. The media was ordered to cover that up in the same way that the media has been ordered to not talk about Jeffrey Epstein and his links to the Clintons and Bill Gates and Prince Andrews and others. It's just it's just silence, a blackballed topic. You're not allowed to talk about that in the media. And then if you do talk about that in the independent media, big tech will censor you. You will be censored by Apple, Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo, Pinterest, you name it. It is all a grand conspiracy to protect the criminals in Washington, D.C. who are raping children so that they can have leverage over each other, so they can trust each other to betray the people. That's how sick all of this is. It is a criminal conspiracy that uses child rape as a leverage point to make sure that those people continue to betray the American people. That's how it's just incredible. And the media plays right along with it. We don't have a media in America anymore, at least in the mainstream. Only the independent media is the real press. Mainstream media is nothing but CIA propaganda. They are told what to report every day, and they are told what to cover up. And this fiasco with ABC News is yet more proof, as if you needed more proof that that's exactly how it works. You want to see the real news? Check out censored.news. Censored.news is now indexing, 25, maybe 20 plus sites for sure. The most censored websites on the internet. Check out censored.news. Headlines are updated in near real time. It's way better than Google News. It is the best news aggregation site for real-time news that you'll find anywhere. And of course, go to Brighteon.com, and there you'll find news videos and news analysis videos uploaded every minute of every day. Brighteon.com, it's spelled Brighteon, Brighteon.com. It's the YouTube alternative for free speech, and there you will find all sorts of videos that have told the truth for many months, and in some cases years, about Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons and the media cover-ups and all of that. It's at Brighteon.com. Check it out. Thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us get the truth out. As you can tell, everything is at stake, and America is being run by a deep state criminal cartel that must be taken down. And Trump is the only one to stand up to them. And that's why they want to destroy him. Thank you for your support. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Rangers store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.